Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Jelly! How do you make the E sound?
Hey, this is Kinsey Moreland, and what you're hearing right now is me learning how to be a teacher for my two kids.
S, like a snake.
Well, look, I was this good.
So, the day I want to know about is National Parents as Teachers Day. Because of the pandemic, lots of us parents are now teachers. So I want to know more about this day. It's on November 8th. Again, it's National Parents as Teachers Day. Who started it? Why did they start it? And what do these parents know that I should know about teaching from home?
Kinsey, one of the things I can't fathom is being a parent of a youngster during this pandemic. I have to take care of my elderly parents, but that seems to be a lot easier than having to teach youngsters things like math and English when I struggled with them myself many moons ago. This national day started in St. Louis back in 2001 by the Parents as Teachers National Center, but the concept of parents as teachers started back in the 1970s. Educators noted that kids starting kindergarten were not always at the same level of readiness, so the goal was to help support parents with tools and resources. For my first recommendation, I found a podcast called the Intentional Partnerships Podcast from the Parents as Teachers organization. This podcast talks to multiple people like teachers, parents, and other family support professionals about successes and challenges they have had. I'm just going to link to their introduction, and then you can pick an episode that may seem more relevant to you. Topics include compassion, persistence, trust, and more. If you teach your child something new, share it using the Parents as Teachers Day hashtag. My guest today is Kinsey Moreland. Kinsey is the producer of the Port of Entry podcast. For those not in the know, this is the new name of the Only Here podcast from KPBS. Port of Entry tells stories from a very unique area, the border area covering San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico. Approximately 90,000 people cross the border each day, some waiting multiple hours so they can pursue careers and education. In their first episode of season 2, I found out that some people can vote on both sides of the border, including host Alan Lilienthal. We hear from several of those people. If you think it's hard to vote in one country, imagine managing everything it takes and doing it in two. For our third recommendation, Kinsey's choice is as follows, and I quote, "I recommend the podcast On Something. It's a podcast from Colorado Public Radio exploring life after pot was legalized there. I love this episode because it's about a researcher who decides to do a science experiment on herself, and the results are both surprising and make me hopeful for a future when more people's pain can be treated without the use of addictive opioids." Unquote. For today's extra hot sauce, I'm going to say that if you listen to the previous episode, you may think that either Stephanie or Kinsey cheated off the other's paper. They both recommended the same podcast. Come back on November 14th for something spicy. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.